Shabbos? You have a place to stay or no? No. Good. Excellent. Good. Good. Here we go. Okay. I saw two ideas. Okay. Here we go. There's a new book. In the last 6 months, it's become one of my favorite Sfarim. It's the Art Scroll Regular Schottenstein Chumash. It's amazing. Okay, you got it?
The blue one?
The regular blue one. The regular Art Scroll Chumash. Rav Nosson Sherman Shlita basically is one of the best, the Stone Chumash. He's one of the best writers around. He takes all the Makai, he just explains things well. It's amazing. He writes things clearly. In my, he just does. Some people do it right. Okay. So, Avram Davin for Stone. Okay. They were always showing. Why is Avram Davining for Stone? So the answer is, it's a big yesod. Chazal say this. Yitamu chatoy min haaretz. We're against the Averas. We're not against the people, not the Chotim. Stone's life was totally against Avram's whole agenda. Everything but Avram was anti-Stone. It couldn't be more opposite. And Avram hated Stone's approach to life. But the people are the people. He wanted to help them. So Avram wanted to find an excuse, a zechus for Stone to survive. So eventually they'll do tshuva. That's the idea. This is a major yesod in life. You sometimes hear things, oh, those people do all these horrible things and it's terrible. It is terrible. And what they do is wrong. And we shouldn't copy it. Without mentioning names, you live down the block from a certain shul. We're not mentioning names. We're not mentioning names. You go to a certain school, right, we're not mentioning names. So of course it's terrible, but the people, hello guys, the people, this is a big yesod in life, and this is very healthy yesod, the people, you love the Jews, and you want to help them as much as they can. For Avram was non-Jews. The Satmar Rebbe Zatzal was the most strongest vocal, he was anti-this, anti-that, and he would yell and shout, he was anti all the way. So I just read literally this week one of these parsha sheets. He would make it his business to daven for the people he was attacking. I love that idea. Now, in his private tefillos, he would daven for them. They should get better and do tshuva. You with me? It's a big yesod. So that's one yesod to take from the parsha. If you know something's wrong, this is off base. This is not orthodoxy. This is not correct. And I'm going to fight it. That's good. But it's not the people. It's never personal. It's a huge yesod. The people, the Nebuch, a person's off base. Nebuch, he needs help, so we should try to help them if we can. This is a big yesod. It's not personal. It's about the principle, and that's Avraham and Stone. That's one idea. Okay, and then I wanted to mention this on Thursday by the Akedas Yitzchak. No, it's Akedas Yitzchak. So the Medrash says that when Avram was going to the Akeda, the Satan tried to stop him. Stop him. And what did he say to him? So it says he said different things. There's one Medrash that says the Satan said, what about all those people? What about all the people? So I saw there's a comment that the Gra made, and others picked up on it, and like everyone says this shot. I was doing, the Gemara talks about the Akedas Yitzchak, so the Art School footnotes quotes it from different Akronim. This is the famous pshat, but the Gra said it. Avram Avinu was spreading monotheism. He was spreading the fact that Hashem is the ultimate, is all for good, all for chesed. And if Avram had done the Akedah, what did Avram do for 97 years? Give me a one word. He found Hashem when he was 40 fully, and at one, what did you hope?
Sir.
Spread monotheism. We'll call it Kiru.
Sir.
Avram, good. Avram was the ultimate all-time Kiru machine. The Rambam says he had tens of thousands of followers. Massive. That's what the Rambam says. Tens of thousands of followers. That's a lot. Oh. So that's a question. Sali's asking, what happens? My daughter asked at the table also this Shabbos. So Baruch Shekibantim. So the it's a good question what happened to them. The Sfarim talk about it. When I was 20 years ago, a teacher said to me that she heard, I want to find this in a Sefer, this is a nice idea, that all the modern day Gerim are descendants of those people. In other words, Avram instilled monotheism in them and it was in their genes, and somehow 5 generations, 10 generations, 100 generations later, it came out. I think it's a beautiful idea. I want to find it in a Sefer. I heard it from a colleague, a teacher, that told me that many years ago when I was teaching, and it's a beautiful idea. That's a discussion what happened to them. So Avraham Avinu had all these people and he was spreading monotheism, spreading God is good, God is rock, God is mercy, do good things, and then he kills his son. Why? Because God told him so. What would have happened overnight? He would have become the ultimate all-time fake hypocrite of all time. You told us that you killed your son because God told you you're a crackpot, you're a nut job. He would have lost all of his. So Avraham was being asked to give up 100 years of successful kibbutz, and that's hard. That's the part of the nisyon of the Akedah. So the message is, Hashem said so. You never lose out by doing the right thing. You never lose out by doing the right thing. That's the message of the Akedah. It looks like it's not good, and how could it be? But if it's a mitzvah, and Hashem says to it, you got to do it. And in the end, it ends up being good. If you do what Hashem says, it's going to be good. Even if it looks like it might not be so good, it's going to be good.